And now this is a dictation for Joseph Fisk, F-I-S-K, December 22nd, 74. Addresses a letter to John, J-O-N, Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, 866-973-4701. Dear John, J-O-N, follow up for Mr. Fisk, F-I-S-K, with advanced renal failure, last visit in November. Comes accompanied with wife, completing transplant workup, Grand Rapids Trinity, pending MRI of the heart to be done in Midland in April, diagnosis of sleep apnea, CPAP machine, screening for lung cancer negative, have seen pulmonologists. He has chosen not to update vaccinations. There is no symptoms of uremia, no nausea, vomiting, bowel, urinary changes, edema, chest pain, palpitation. Review system is negative. Present medications include Coric, Norvasc, Lasix, Hydralazine. Blood pressure was 150, 78 on the right side. At home, 120s, 140s over 60s. Lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no gross ascites, no edema, non-focal. Weight is stable. Next paragraph, chemistry from March, creatinine 3.6, representing a GFR 19 stage 4, normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin, calcium, phosphorus, no anemia. Previously, no evidence of obstruction or urinary retention. Testing for renal artery stenosis was technically difficult, but appears to be negative. The kidney ultrasound actually did show a mild degree of hydronephrosis, but that will not explain the progressive renal failure. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD stage 4. He presented with severe hypertension and cardiogenic symptoms. We have a long discussion about the meaning of advanced renal failure. We do dialysis for GFR less than 15 and symptoms, which he does not have. He has done the SMART SMART dialysis class. He will do PD when the time comes, completing transplant workup, presently no need for EPO treatment. He has changed his diet drastically, and he's controlling very well electrolyte, acid-based nutrition, calcium, phosphorus, and there has been no need for EPO treatment. Blood test will be done in a monthly basis. Patient and wife mentioned they would like to try Farxiga, F-A-R-X-I-G-A. His GFR might be in the low side for this, but I will not oppose. We discussed the side effects of this for urinary tract infection, bacterial yeast, and potentially infection of the soft tissues and the perineal area. Plan to see him back on the next few months. End of dictation.